Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about something not especially pleasant. Let's talk about the foolish wise man. I'm going to read to you from 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 3, where we read, "And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart." Solomon was one of the wisest men to ever live, but the end of his life shows us just how foolish a wise man can be. We can say that Solomon had so many marriage partners because he followed the bad example of his father David, who had many wives and concubines himself. You can see that in 2 Samuel chapter 5. We can also say that Solomon had so many marriage partners because of his own sexual lust. Solomon shows us that 1,000 women cannot satisfy the lust of man. He should have listened to his own words in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 20. "Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied." We can also say that Solomon had so many ungodly marriage partners because of his lust for power and prestige. You see, in those days, a large harem was a status symbol. It said to the world, "Look how many wives and children I can support. Look how many women I have authority over." But it was a disaster for Solomon. Our verse, 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 3 says, "And his wives turned away his heart." Well, of course they did. Based upon the Song of Solomon, we can say that in his early days, Solomon seemed to know what true love was with one woman. Yet his later life shows that it is possible to be in that place and then later depart from it. After Solomon had added his second wife, it was easy for him to rationalize it. Once he followed his father David into this departure from God's plan from the beginning, and by the way, one man with one woman for their entire life was God's plan from the beginning, according to Matthew chapter 19, verses 4, 5, and 6. That's what Jesus said, drawing upon Genesis chapter 2. Well, once Solomon departed from that plan, he apparently found it easy to keep on adding wives. And as Solomon added wives, he broke the specific commandment God gave to the future kings of Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 17. God said this, "Neither shall he multiply wives for himself, lest his heart turn away." Now, Solomon knew that command, but he probably did what many of us do. He somehow thought that he would be the exception, that he would escape the consequences of his sin despite seeing how it affected others. Solomon learned, or he should have learned, that he was not the exception to this rule. One could never lead this wise man astray through the mind. Solomon was too smart for that. You see, in a debate, Solomon could always win. Yet through his heart and through his sensual lusts, he was led to a place he never dreamed he would end up. Satan knew where to tempt one of the wisest men who ever lived. The last look at the life of Solomon in 1 Kings leads us to believe that he died in apostasy. There is no hopeful or cheerful end to the story of Solomon in this account of 1 Kings chapter 11. We hope he repented, but we have no firm record of it. If Solomon did repent, God wanted to conceal it from us in some sense as a warning. Today, if you have the opportunity to live more wisely than Solomon, then take that opportunity. You today can learn from this foolish wise man.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.